Good morning, SP. I'm Sue from Elements House Church. I'm very thankful that I get to share a devotion with you this morning. Let's start with the opening prayer from the One app. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, help me lose my life so I might find it in you. I surrender my life completely to you. Help me see myself as your child and an inheritor of the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we'll be watching a video that takes us through Mark 8, 27 to 9:1.
And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they told him, "John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Christ." And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him.
Good God.
But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And Jesus went on with
Okay, now I'll be reading Romans 8, 12 to 17. "So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, 'Abba, Father.' The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Now I'll be reading the devotion from the app. Until now, the disciples have been unsure of who Jesus is. But in Mark 8:29, Peter finally gets it right. Jesus is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the King of Israel. However, even though Peter rightly confessed Jesus as Messiah, he didn't fully understand what it meant for Jesus to be king. He wanted glory and victory now, not suffering. But Jesus teaches the disciples that he will be a king who first suffers death and then is raised in glory. The pattern of Jesus' kingdom is one of suffering first, then glory. If we want to follow Jesus, then we should expect this pattern in our lives as well. So, interestingly, both passages from Mark 8 and Romans 8 today talk about the suffering. Mark 8:34 says, we need to deny ourselves and take up one's cross in order to follow Jesus. While Romans 8:17 says, we are children and heirs of God if we suffer with Christ. So I asked myself, what kind of suffering is Jesus talking about when he says taking up one's cross? I once had a wrong interpretation of this, thinking the cross is some kind of hardships in my life I need to overcome, or some sort of burden I must carry as a Christian. But when Jesus carried his cross to be crucified, no one was thinking of the cross as symbolic of a burden to carry. To a person in the first century, the cross meant one thing only, the most painful and humiliating death. For the 12 disciples today in the passage, it also meant literal suffering and death. Then what does the suffering mean to me today? I obviously took it too lightly. In today's passage in Romans, it describes as putting to death the deeds of the body by the Spirit. It means total surrender. Surrender of our old self, earthly desire, our self-centeredness, brokenness, and fear, and everything. Because of our sinful nature, this is very unnatural and indeed painful. And to me, this sounds quite difficult, if not impossible. But I'm encouraged by the fact that Jesus looks at our heart, not the result. And note that he asks us to take up our cross daily. As we go to God every day and surrender all to him, we will become more like Jesus day by day, I believe. So as Sam and Cardia prepare to us in worship, let's meditate on the cross. Thank Jesus for the suffering he took for us and the new life we have in him. And let's ask ourselves, am I willing to deny myself to follow Jesus? And ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you if there is any part of yourself that you struggle to lay down or let go. And let's nail that to the cross.
Christ is my reward and all of my devotion. Now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through soul will see no turning back. I've been set free. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ, my all in all. Joy in my salvation. And this hope will never fail. Heaven is your through every storm, my soul will see Jesus is here. To God be the glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, the cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you.
Everything I need. Thanks, Cardia and Sam. Now I will read the closing prayer from the app. Dear Heavenly Father, today we want to pray for a tertiary educational institutions. We come against the decay in moral standards. We pray for Christian unions and those who seek to minister on campus. May they be guided by the Spirit in love and wisdom. We pray that their college and university years may be meaningful and full of purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let's move on to the community prayer. Let's pray for those who are suffering from the cancer and chemo radiation therapy and surgery. Next slide. Let's pray for those who have illness and also need salvation. Next slide. Let's lift up those who have infirmities. Next slide. Let's pray for those who are looking for jobs. Let's pray for God's provision and guidance. Next slide. Let's pray for a mission focus today. Singapore, SPSG, and Spain, Indonesia, and still Philippines. Let's lift up our education ministry, SP Kids, SP Youth, and SPU, all the leaders and the volunteers. Let's pray for our prayer and healing ministry, IP, the well, and the river. Let's lift up Evening Outreach, SP Lights, and Homie Outreach. And let's lift up the house churches today, East Bay, Mac Robinson, Olympic, and Robin Hood. Lastly, let's pray for Hong Kong. Pray for God's healing and guidance over the city. I'll close us in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. Thank you for the suffering we have in you, as it is a natural response to your sacrifice at the cross. Give us conviction and strength to follow you daily. Holy Spirit, reveal to us what baby steps we can take starting today. Lord, guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.